This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Valley's hit music leader, your morning mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And it's Gina.
All right, guys. All in favor to help Jordan from Gilbert get revenge on her boyfriend, Brayden, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
So, it looks like your boyfriend's in a doghouse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he forgot my birthday.
Ooh.
I understand the anniversaries. Not that it's condoned, but I understand if you forget each other's anniversary because you probably have three or four. But your birthday, he should know this by now, Jordan.
Yeah. Right, and it's on November 22nd. I mean, how hard is that to remember?
11/22. So, yeah, I guess that's an easy number, 11/22. Yeah,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and like right around Thanksgiving, you know. So he got all caught up in his high school reunion, as if we don't see each other on Facebook every day. It's not like
that's
there's
true.
Been any distance. So my boyfriend of three freaking years is out drinking with his old friends from high school, and I'm just sitting alone waiting for some kind of surprise, gotcha kind of moment to happen.
Aww.
But it didn't, and it's been almost a week.
Wow. Okay, so it's not just like you were at home and he forgot. He went out without you on your birthday?
Yep,
dang.
He did.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
My heart hurts for you. That's mean.
Did you at least get yourself, like, a cupcake or something for your birthday?
Well, my coworkers, I mean, I work with a bunch of women at my office, and they got me flowers and a cake. And still, my boyfriend can't even figure out why I'm mad at him. My coworkers just...
So he still hasn't figured out that it's your birthday 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Yikes.
Almost a week.
What Facebook is for. It gives you a notification, right?
Actually, yeah, that is a great point, girl. You're talking about Facebook. That's literally the only reason I know anybody's birthday. And actually, how long have you been together again?
3 years.
Unacceptable.
I know. So are we breaking up with him live on the radio? What do you want to do?
Oh, my God.
Well, what's been hard to think of is, like, how to get him back. Because normally, he's a pretty chill guy. But I do know that he loves baby talking when we're in bed. And it's something that he doesn't want anybody to know
Hello.
About.
Hello. God. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So this is what we're going to do, Ms. Jordan. Let's call Brayden up. We're going to give you 32 seconds to get him.
Wait a minute.
What?
Give more than that?
I think so.
Did baby talk already? It shouldn't be that hard.
No, you said your birthday's on November 22nd, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get 1,122 seconds to get your man back.
Boom.
Bam.
I like it.
Excessive, but okay. All right, 1,000 seconds to get your man into baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's on the radio, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Ms. Jordan, we ask you a favor, though.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two favors, if you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
One.
Yeah.
Text all your family and friends to listen to Live 101.5. That way, they're in on the joke as well.
Mm-hmm.
And two, can we eavesdrop on this conversation?
Of course.
Perfect. We were going to eavesdrop anyways, but let's give
Brayden
a call and embarrass him live on the radio and then remind him that it's your birthday, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, hold on right there. We're going to get his number from you. Cupcake call up next. What's your morning mess?
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
So we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Jordan moments ago. Let's just say she's not too happy that her boyfriend of 3 years forgot her birthday 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she shouldn't be happy.
Ms. Jordan, so that night on your birthday, where was he at?
He was out with his friends having a reunion, celebrating.
Without you?
Yes.
No candles being blown?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
So this is what we're going to do, Ms. Jordan. We are going to call your man, Brayden, which, first of all, you should have just broke up with. But you don't want to break up with him, so we're going to embarrass him live on the radio. Are we in there, Ms. Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Let's put 1,000 seconds on the clock.
Hold on. I said 1,122 seconds. Get it right.
What he said. To convince your man and coax your man to talk baby talk to you without him knowing he's on the radio. You up for it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Where are you?
I just got into the office. What's going on?
Well, I'm actually sick. I'm sick today, and I don't have any sick days left. And I don't know what to do, but I just need you to help me. feel better.
What's wrong? You need me to make you feel better?
What I want you to do, I would really feel better if you do that voice that you do in bed, you know? You know what I mean, right?
Jordan, you're all right. I'm at work.
I know, but I don't feel good. I need you to help me feel better.
I'm in the office, though.
Come on, honey. That's what makes me feel better. Don't you want me to feel better? I can't even take the day off. It sucks.
I totally want you to feel better. I mean, I thought lunch
was a
really
good option.
Yeah, well,
that's what I need you to do.
But you don't want lunch? Like, what if I just bring you lunch or breakfast?
I want you to do the voice you do in bed. That's what I want. That's what'll make me feel better.
Oh, does that mean you come over work and make you feel better?
Yeah. A little louder, honey. A little louder.
What can Daddy do to make Mommy feel better? You want me to speak louder?
Oh.
Maybe I can walk you tell me?
Yeah, keep going.
Maybe I can give you a foot massage. Or maybe I could do that thing with Mommy's toes.
Yeah.
Maybe I could touch you in a little certain spot.
Yeah.
Okay. What is going
on? Hold on, it's a family show. Hold on.
Hold on.
Brayden.
What's going on?
Well,
what in the world is going on?
I don't know what happened, but my nipples just got hard. So, Brayden. We have to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Brayden.
Oh, man, I just had a heart attack. What was
that? Listen, Brayden, we got to let you know you've been Cupcake Calls.
Oh, that's so not right.
So, Jordan, do you want to explain to Mr. Brayden why we're embarrassing him live on the radio?
Yeah. Do you realize that you forgot my birthday?
Womp
womp.
Brayden,
how
could you forget your lady's birthday, bruh?
I just had another heart attack. That's crazy.
Oh!
How did I miss that?
You're supposed to start with see what had happened was.
Yeah, what had happened?
What happened was.
What happened was? I forgot to rub your tummy.
I think I'm going to be rubbing your tummy for a long time.
Whoa.
If I let you.
Hey! Tell him, Jordan.
How could you forget?
I'm so sorry. I can't even believe that.
All right, this is how you got to make it up. You got to sing happy birthday to her right now.
Oh, and
in a baby voice.
In your baby voice.
Yes, do it.
I can't do that.
No, you have to do it.
Oh, we're going to encourage her to break up with you.
No, don't do that.
I definitely would. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
You're a good sport, Brayden.
Yeah, he is, right? Gotta give
him. Oh my God, everybody's looking at me funny in the office.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.